This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our guy Olin Krutz talking about the changes that have happened up at Hallis Hall, how they affect Caleb Williams. And now we're kind of in a place as we get ready to finish out mini camps and start training camp to start thinking about how this relationship with his new head coach is going to hopefully allow for the Bears offense to flourish.
It was understandable noise to have all the stuff in the Wickersham book expert. Great interview with you and Sarah Spain and Seth Wickersham on Thursday, by the way. It was understandable noise. And to dissect what was Caleb doing before the draft and what was Caleb doing last year and how much was on him, how much. But I'm relieved to be done with it. And I don't want it to inform what is completely worthwhile and valid dissection of the man's work ethic now. There was all that stuff before, and we watched him and everything, but right now, like Olin said, this is a big offseason for Caleb. Here you go, man. Here's a great offensive mind. Here's three dudes in the middle of your offensive line. Now don't be afraid to stand strong in the pocket or step up. Here's a quarterback coach who played. Here's an offensive coordinator who can be your guy.
And we brought in a backup quarterback to help you work through stuff when we can't because of the rules of the CBA.
It's like, here's everything you need now.
And this backup worked with another phenom for the last 2 years and got him to be an all-pro.
Here's a second tight end that's worthy of starting in the NFL. Here's a third and a fourth and maybe even a fifth wideout. Devin DuVernay is here to be a returner and an extra guy. Zacchaeus is here, who's a worthwhile number three. And Luther Burden's here. I mean, yeah, they could give him another running back. And maybe they still will, you know?
And the left tackle thing has to be figured out.
It has to be figured out. So it's not like it's a perfect thing.
No.
But, man, pressure's on him. And so now I just want us to be able to be comfortably breaking down what we learn about his work ethic without it necessarily having to be informed with the noise from last year and before the draft.
Okay, so the last show that we did, we were both like, wait, there's Case Keenum tape? And then you were out, and then I was out, and I haven't heard the Case Keenum tape. So I want to first go to Ben Johnson talking about Case Keenum and the type of work that he allows Caleb to do.
Case has been phenomenal. I haven't been with him in the past, but he came highly recommended from a number of people that I trust. He's got skins on the wall. I mean, he's been to playoff games. He's won playoff games. He's done it at a high level. He's been the number two quarterback at a number of different places as well. So his experience level is off the charts. He's seen a little bit of everything that this league has to offer. And I can say from my experience of being in the room with him, he finds a good way to ask questions that I might not, or Declan or JT, we might not have provided the answer to prior. So he does a good job filling those gaps. And then, of course, we're constrained so much by the time limits in the springtime that he's able to help the process when we're not in there as coaches.
So we get that little nugget at the end, Lawrence, that Caleb is staying late and working outside CBA regulations with the veteran backup.
And to be clear, Spiegs and I both, like, independently had heard stories that wasn't necessarily the case last year. But then you put it all into a blender and you go, well, clearly no one was there to really help him. And he didn't feel like he had trust in a lot of people. And Tyson Bagent is trying to be an NFL quarterback too.
They're on the same page.
Right.
So he's supposed to stay late with Bagent and work with him? Maybe, but...
But Bajan's out here trying to forge his own career, and now he knows that it's not going to be here.
Right, and Case, and with Case, can, like, Caleb, no, let's watch because this is what you should be watching.
And with Case, like, him... Part of the reason that I was so like, yeah, that's the guy they have to have is because he understands his role. He gets that his job is to be Caleb's consigliere. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Tyson Bagent. If I were Tyson Bagent, I want to prove that I'm good enough to play.
Hey, man, you gonna hang out with the 10-year vet at your place of work, or are you going to hang out with the newbie who's right there with you if you're really trying to learn everything you can?
And now to have someone like that in the room that's seen the things, that know the coaches, that know the game plans that mm-hmm. other quarterbacks have had against some of these coaches, I think is really valuable. So let's hear from Case Keenum. This is what he said about putting stuff together and studying with Caleb.
He's beating me in the building. Like, that's the type of guy he is. He wants it that bad. And getting little extra walkthroughs with the guys, meeting with the guys. I think I'm missing, you know, a little extra film study right now that's, you know, just the guys grabbing each other and, hey, let's go watch a few plays from 7-on-7 today to talk about this, you know, different choice route, you know, how we run this type of route with this type of leverage and this type of coverage. So yeah, it's been a lot of that, which has been fun. It's just talking ball. It's getting to know each other. That's what the spring is for. You know, I think first of all, getting to know each other and speaking the same language, but then, you know, getting into the weeds a little bit, how to play quarterback and what that looks like.
It's just different when it's a peer versus a coach. There are things that Caleb might feel way more comfortable talking to with Case Keenum than he would Declan Doyle,
sure,
or Ben Johnson.
Absolutely.
And just even throwing stuff around and being like, wait, what was that? Like, I don't know what that is. You're more likely to do that in that room now with a peer than you are with your coach.
Totally agree. And let's focus on what Caleb is bringing to it, according to Case, because we respect Case, right? What does Case say he's doing? Beating him in. Caleb is beating Case Keenum into the building. In that cut, Case Keenum says that Caleb is doing extra film study with the skill position guys in 7-on-7, stuff that Case isn't even a part of. So now we've got Caleb coming in before Case Keenum and doing film study outside of Case's knowledge.
He's beating me in the building.
So he's beating him into the building. And we also had Kevin Byard say last week that sometimes when he leaves, Caleb's still there.
Every single day he's trying to get better. He's still a really good, talented young quarterback in his league, and he's trying to get better every day. And that's all I see from him, just working every single day, staying late, obviously, and meeting with Ben and all those guys, trying to right the ship. We're trying to right this organization, trying to right the culture. And that's the only thing I can see from, honestly, anybody in this organization.
So I just want to make sure we take stock of this moment. We got a dude who's getting there before the backup quarterback, working with skill position guys outside of the knowledge of the backup veteran quarterback, working with that backup outside of the CBA regulations, and according to Kevin Byard, staying late as well. So I applaud what appears to be the work ethic at this point in a big moment for Caleb Williams. And like Olin says, they're investing in you, now you invest in them.
We talked a little bit about it last week, but the concept of what your life is like as the star player at a college versus you being the guy
on an NFL team. The difference between what your life is like as an amateur athlete versus it's your whole life, it's your profession, and the changes to your routine, the changes to your day, the way you eat, where you're at. There's now an expectation, and sometimes an expectation is unfair, because what you don't want is to then have the, well, now he's getting in at 2 a.m. But, you know, like,
you're so right. Like, I don't want to do the silly thing about, like, John Gruden would make get there at 3 a.m. Like, I bet he works smart. But the volume of stuff that's on him right now, he has to show up early and stay late.
I agree. Like, he's being asked to learn something new. And now it might even be, I wonder if in an honest moment, Caleb would even tell you, like, oh, the expectation level that has been presented to me is different than what I experienced last year. And all I needed was someone to go, hey, where are you going? There's still work to be done. We can work on this right now, because it's not like all regimented, like, well, class and then study table and then we're doing lunch and then we're watching film. And then, like, no, like, this is your whole gig now. This is the whole thing.
This is it.
That you have to do.
Game on. Like, you don't have to grumble and complain anymore that there's not stuff there. And even if you were doing it privately, you don't have to even think about that. Just use the stuff that's here. You don't want to keep thinking about
how it's nice that Caleb actually has someone he can call that can help him.
Dude, he's got like six people.
Yeah.
He's got all these different people he can call. And he might gravitate to Declan. Declan Doyle might be like, I know, dude. I know Ben's an ass. I know.
He might like Declan because Declan seems very buttoned up and like, no, you should watch this.
Yeah, Declan's
watch
good.
Watch this.
Right. He might like JT because JT would be like, yeah, Declan doesn't know Jack.
He's never played. Right?
Exactly. And he might like Case because, like, man, those dudes don't know.
Those None of those guys know. They didn't have to deal with it in the NFL.
Yeah, he's probably not going to like Ben. But, you know, I'll like Ben a little bit.
He'll like Ben if he sees results.
Oh, for sure. But he's got all these different dudes. I often think about his quarterback. I always forget the guy's name. Will, not Will Fuhrer, not Will Fleming.
Venable.
Will, no.
Will Bynum.
No? I'll tell you what, if you don't stop naming Wills. Yeah. Oh, God. Will Bynum's a great pull. That's a Chicago point guard right there. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was Will somebody who was the quarterback coach that he worked with. Hewlett. Will Hewlett.
No, it's not him.
It is.
Hewlett Packard.
No.
Billy Packard.
Billy.
Billy Blue Demon.
It was. It was Billy Blue Demon. I often think
George
of
Will.
Will Hewlett said, Caleb craves structure. Because we were asking, like, is he going to take to all the work that he has to do? He's like, no, you guys, you don't know. Caleb craves structure. He wants it. And he had god-awful structure last year. He's got good structure now. Doesn't it seem like he's got very good structure in terms of the volume of work and how they're giving it to him? I think Will Fleming and Will Bynum are both going to be okay.
I think they are, too. And so is Willie Mo Pena. That's from The Mob. I can't take credit for that.
Where's Willie Mo Pena? Remember those 2 weeks when he was going to be the greatest player in the history of baseball?
And now he just looks like Jordan Cornett.
Does he?
Oh, they are like twins, Willie Mo Pena and Jordan Cornett.
When have you seen Willie Mo Pena lately?
Just, you know, just every now and again a highlight comes up.
No. He's like, calling Big Ten basketball games. It's so weird.
He's married to Shea Pepler. I think that's him.
I think that's it. I think that's how it works.
Oh, my God. He does look like Jordan
See,
Cornette.
I told you.
I know, but it's
we
like.
We used to joke about that all the time.
But you said now, like, you and Willie Mo Pena hang out sometimes. Like, when's the last time you had lunch with Willie Mo Pena? Alex, when's the last time?
It's been a few weeks.
Just a few weeks,
To be
though,
fair,
right?
Alex was just telling me, I could always use Mo Pena. That's what he was telling me.
We all could. We all could.
And Mo Bamba. Uh-huh. See, we can just keep going with this.
Yes, we can.
But we won't. The piece of sound that I wanted to hear that I hadn't heard is this one. Because, look, we all love Greg Olsen. And we all know how good he is at this. So whenever he's willing to break down stuff and share stuff, I am here for it. This is Greg Olsen talking about watching film and how it's supposed to work and Caleb's role in it.
Yeah, it is, though, an element of the sport that there is a little bit of a learning curve. I don't think most young guys coming out of college, unless you just happen to be playing for, you know, the right coach, the right position coach, coordinator, whoever at the college level, to teach you the art of film study. I think we used to have a joke, like, we're not in here watching movies, right? There's a lot of guys that put the game on, play one, and they just go play one, play two, play three, and they just go through the sequence of a game. You know, yes, you're watching film. Are you really getting the tendencies and really know what you're looking at to study? My experience is most guys have to learn that. Most guys have to learn that over the career. How I watched film in my 14th year was wildly different than how I watched it my first and second year. And I think it's up to the organization. It's up to the coach, especially at the quarterback position, where there is no greater responsibility than understanding not only everything of what your team's doing, but of course what the opposing team is doing defensively. So I can't imagine Ben Johnson's going to let that go on at all. So I think for Caleb Williams and his development, the right guy now is in control in Chicago, both over the team and then obviously offensively with what Ben Johnson can do. But when I read that report, I kind of did a ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, true, not true, scales of truth, whatever. There's always probably two sides to every story, but just the fact that that was even suggested is not a great reflection of the organization for sure.
So that first part is exactly what we were talking about last week, where it's like Caleb saying, oh, I totally know how to watch film, except for, you know, I was hoping to learn blah, blah, blah.
That's
blah, blah.
The scale.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference between, yeah, you were in there and you were actually watching it, learning how to watch it.
Sure, that's the whole thing.
Is a big deal.
Yeah.
And Greg Olson's 100% right that, and we heard it from Dez about Olson, about the things that he didn't know rookie season.
I loved that Dez White interview so much.
Dez Clark.
And Dez White, I didn't like that interview as much.
Yes, the Dez Clark one was way better.
Yeah, I like that one a lot better.
Because we haven't done a Dez White
no,
interview.
No, we haven't. And we probably shouldn't, I don't think. Jeff Ireland did one. It didn't go well.
It did not go well.
No. But that Dez Clark one we did.
Yes.
I loved so much just because, like, it's just the way that healthy societies work. The fact that Greg Olson remembers how great Dez was to him as the OG. And then Greg has made sure to do that any chance that he has. It's just like, that's just the way it's supposed to go.
What did you have Tanny put back in? Because I couldn't hear you.
If it's back in, this goes with what we're talking about, with the structure that Caleb craves, with the fact that he's in the right place, and with the work ethic. This whole conversation that we're having, this is Ben Johnson talking about how Caleb is responding to the teaching. So as we're kind of focusing on this dynamic of Caleb working hard and taking the teaching well, this has been
very attentive. He's been very detailed in terms of the meetings. He's taking great notes. He's asking excellent questions. the more we're out on the grass together, we're figuring out what we can put in the morning and what we can execute later on in the afternoon. And so that's been the fun part of it so far, because there's for everybody, there's a saturation level that we got to find what that point is, so that as coaches, we don't ask too much out of any player over the course of the season. We got to be able to download a game plan and execute it. And so, it's been a healthy process right now. I think JT Barrett's doing a phenomenal job. Declan's a big part of that as well.
So there's a lot to like from Ben's perspective and how he coaches, but just the Caleb part, the fact that Caleb is being attentive, taking notes, asking good questions, and showing them what he can retain. I feel like Caleb's being a really good student right now, and I want to take stock of that moment and make sure that we, you know, reward it and also dissect it. If we learn something that isn't that way, it's totally justified to call it out.
Right. If things start to not match up with the things that we're hearing now in May and June, then there's another conversation to be had. And then what I think that stuff like this at least eliminates, and I don't want to jump all the way to negative town, but what I think it eliminates is the what ifs, where last year is just a bunch of what ifs. And when you're trying to figure out whether or not Caleb is good, and I think that it's clear to me that he's not bad, but the difference between not bad and him being a great quarterback is stark. And now you eliminate some of that stuff from it.
Yeah.
You eliminate the, well, is he getting proper coaching? Well, we kind of know that Ben Johnson, if he doesn't know anything else, he knows how to coach offensive football. I don't know if he knows how to be a head coach, but we know he knows how to coach offensive football. Is Caleb in a position where he can ask for help and get proper help? Now he finally is. All of those things are right there for him now.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just a matter of, is he as good of a prospect as people thought? Is he as engaged? And can he take what he learns in the classroom,
yeah,
and can
man.
He do it on the field?
I was talking to somebody about a play-by-play broadcaster, because that happens a lot in my life.
You do a whole podcast on it.
Yeah, so I was talking to somebody about a young play-by-play broadcaster, and it was like, the conversation was, well, he just isn't very comfortable being himself. So we got to make sure that he gets comfortable being himself. And then, of course, the question becomes, once he is himself, do we actually like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like, you can't even find that out
until the person
lets go
a little bit.
So that jumped to mind as you're talking about Caleb. Like, now he's got everything that he needs to find out whether he's great. Like, can he be great? And he wants to know, man. That kid wants to know, and we obviously want to know. So like, he's got everything. Now we'll find out, can he be great? Does he panic a little bit in the pocket? There's been some moments of it.
That stuff that we did with Greg Cosell,
yes,
it now should be back in everyone's mind.
Yes.
Because what they did is they took the place where it has been uncomfortable for Caleb, whether real or imagined, and they have fortified it.
I think that is a brilliant use of your free agent money, so you can find out whether this guy has it or not. Like, if he still like holds it too long and steps into pressure when the pocket is actually better, then you might have some problems that you got to try and fix a different way, or he might not be able to be fixed on some of those things. We'll get a chance to find out, I think.
Thinking of all of the middle of the lines in the NFC North. Huh.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing in Detroit doesn't seem like it's real great right now, huh?
Is that the best center in the NFL?
He's one of them.
He's one of them, but at the very top of his game.
And for him to just walk?
Just decide he doesn't.
I hope he's okay.
Doesn't want to do it anymore.
But for the purposes of the Bears, Frank Ragnow and Ben Johnson not being a part of the Detroit Lions.
Those are some big losses, man.
Yeah.
Some big losses for Jared Goff.
You lose your offensive coordinator, your defense coordinator, you lose your center, you lose your wide receiver coach. Like, there's a lot of loss that they're going to have to make up for in Detroit this season.
You know, it reminds me about just how down they were when they got bounced out of the playoffs last year.
Maybe thinking it's the last hurrah.
They knew it. I believe Dan Campbell referenced it, you know? Like, that this was a big year, because they knew they were going to lose the OC and the DC. And now to lose Ragnow, it's like, that was that their best moment, to their best opportunity to really finally, you know, win in this particular window. Now without the OC and the DC, it's a big ask. Dan Campbell's a hell of a leader, but, you know, we'll see how the new guys step up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that thinks that he'll be able to recreate what he needs, but that sometimes takes a little time, you know, and he's missing a lot. Like, because ideally you go, oh, well, Ben Johnson's gone, but my quarterback is a veteran and so is my center. And it's like, ooh, now I have to rely on Jared Goff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I have to spread the gospel of the offense that we were running under a guy who's no longer here.
Yeah, while you're figuring out new workflows and new dynamics with your new OC and your DC, and you're trying to get those things in place before your talent loses some athleticism or before people get too hurt and stuff like that.
Yep.
So it can be a very, very tricky thing. Frank Ragnow, good as the second highest ranked center on the Scores air staff. I'm behind Olin Krutz, but ahead of Pat Manley. I can say, well, you know, Pat was a long snapper, not a center. I can say,
That's rough.
Pat's not listening, right?
No, he's living the best year of his life right now.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, I can report that Frank Ragnow, good. Very good.
Okay, that's an important report. Yeah, you heard it here on the Score that. First.
Lions damaged by losing him.
That's what.
Big if true.
Yes.
Big if true. That's what the social media post that Jenna put up will say.
We're losing Jenna.
Yeah. Hey, but.
Bigger and better?
From what she told me, the job she's got, pretty cool.
Can she still do the podcast with Studs? Because Studs and Duds has a very healthy listenership.
I think that she would be okay with that.
Yeah?
Okay. You have to change the name, though.
Duds and Studs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, she's got leverage. So I can see that being a whole thing.
Greatest leverage in the history of leverage.
Of leverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.